what we have next, A Taste of Honey, is exactly what Brother Thelonious Belgian Style Abbey Ale is. It is bottled bebop. And we're going to learn more about it here on First Take with Lando and Chavis.
Our guest on this edition of Eats and Beats is Doug Moody from North Coast Brewing and Records, in town for the Craft Brewers Convention. Doug, welcome to KUVO, man. Good to
Thank see you. Great to be here.
From 1988 on California's Mendocino coast to today, well, you used to be the avant-garde out there on the edge, and now you're in the middle of this craft beer movement.
Yeah, I don't think any of us in this industry thought it would be like it is today. This convention this week is kind of testament to that. When we started, the first Craft Brewers Conference was held in Portland, Oregon, in the lobby of the Holiday Inn. About 240 people showed up. There's 9,000 people that have taken over the Denver Convention Center this week. It's pretty amazing.
Now, what's the flagship label of North Coast Brewing?
Well, the two big beers that kind of share the number one spot are Old Rasputin, our Russian Imperial Stout, and Scrimshaw, our Pilsner. But Brother Thelonious is right there. It's our third best-selling beer.
Really? Now, okay, tell us about this beer, a Belgian-style Abbey Ale, with a great piece of artwork there of Brother Thelonious right there on the cover.
Yeah, actually, you know, Belgian-style Abbey Ales have been made for centuries by the Trappist monks of Belgium. And we've been supporters of the arts locally since we started. And because we have a monk of our own, obviously Thelonious monk, we thought, why don't we make, my partner, the brewmaster, wanted to make this style. So I said, let's nationalize our support for the arts and make Brother Thelonious. And we reached out to the Monk Institute, told them what we were doing. And now 7 years later, and over $750,000 in donations to their scholarship programs.
And that's the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz there that continues raising up young people in bebop, in blues and jazz, all their incredible development of young talent.
Yeah, in addition to all of what they do with musicians, they're also doing a great job of creating an audience for this great art form, because not everybody can play an instrument. And so they're teaching people that jazz is not a bad word. And they're educating people to enjoy this art form, and they're doing a great job of it.
This Thelonious bottle looks like you're using one of those traditional champagne.
We are. The way they did it in Belgium before there were bottling lines where they could actually put, you know, crowns on top. It was cork and wire finish, and that's traditional, and that's why we do it that way.
It's 12 ounce?
The big bottle is a 750 bottle.
Okay.
And then we also do it in a 12 ounce. It's on draft. We make it available just about in any convenient package that we can put in front of the consumer.
You also support other institutions and festivals.
Right. In addition to the Monk Institute, which is our number one, we support the American Jazz Museum in Kansas City, Jazz House Kids back in Montclair, New Jersey, which is Melissa Walker and Christian McBride's baby.
Mm-hmm.
The Redwood Jazz Alliance, a really very little known but great organization up in Humboldt County, just north of us. They've been doing a great job supporting jazz for years. The Mendocino Coast Jazz Society, which is how we started. Mm-hmm. We supply scholarships to the students locally. And then John Poses is a great organization in Columbia, Missouri, the We Always Swing organization that offers great jazz in the middle of the country. And then we're the official beer of the Monterey Jazz Festival, SF Jazz, Kansas City's 18th and Vine Jazz and Blues Festival, the Portland Jazz Festival, the Oregon Coast Jazz Party, the Montclair Jazz Festival, and our newest partnership is with the Northampton Jazz Festival in Massachusetts.
See, that's how you find a niche and you work that thing, man. Doug Moody with North Coast Brewing. They do craft beer and they also do records. Enter our music director, Arturo Gomez. What is this company out of Northern California? It's a brewing company. No, it's a record company.
And so much more. I've known Doug for many, many years because he had his own radio program playing jazz, and we've met at different conferences over the years, and obviously we have many mutual friends in the radio business. And it's interesting that being from Northern California, Mendocino, which I first heard about growing up in Southern California, I forget it was either the Doobie Brothers or somebody.
It was Frank Zappa, man.
Mendocino.
Actually, that was the Sir Douglas Quintet.
There you go. The Sir Douglas Quintet, they had that song Mendocino when I first heard about Mendocino County, and then I eventually wound up driving through Mendocino. And it's interesting that Mendocino County and Humboldt County both produce commodities that are very part of the Colorado culture now here in Denver.
How about that?
The Emerald Triangle, we call it.
Is that it? The Emerald Triangle? Yeah. Very good. What prompted you, Doug, to start the label and before you decided to make it into, you know, a proceeds from the Monk Institute?
Well, real quickly, a very, very dear friend of mine that I got to know through radio, Dr. Mark Feldman, has a record label called Reservoir Music. And Mark invited me to a recording session by the pianist Rob Schneiderman. And I got to meet Jim Anderson, the great engineer at Avatar in New York, and Alan Tucker, the great mastering engineer. And I said, you know, I can do this. And so we were doing a event at Lincoln Center that we invited Helen Sung to attend. And I said to Helen, we need to make a record of all Monk alumni of the Institute to really let the people know that we've got a business card for what we're doing. And so that's what we did. And we recorded that album 5 years ago today, the Brother Thelonious Quintet, actually serendipitous that she's going to be playing here in Denver tonight on the fifth anniversary of that record. And then we did the record with Claire, because I've known Claire for years because of radio. And I thought it was fitting. Baritone Monk, I thought was fun. And Dr. Robert Kelly, who wrote the biography, told me that Monk was a big baritone fan. He actually loved that instrument, although he didn't record with it much. But that's how it started. And we've got a couple of other projects in the work. So we're going to do a Monk high school group. And then we're also going to do a fundraiser for the American Jazz Museum with Bobby Watson and Christian McBride later this year. So we're going to continue to do it and have fun with it. And hopefully you guys will like it and keep playing it here on KUVO.
Hey, Doug, are you personally involved with the Monk Institute, competitions that they have in Washington, D.C.?
No, the only thing that we do, we don't even have a contract. I mean, we had a handshake 8 years ago, and we worked very closely with them, with Herbie and T.S., Tom Carter, who's the president, Dr. J.B. Dias, who runs the education programs. But the actual competition, that's totally independent. We have nothing to do with that.
Doug Moody is our guest from North Coast Brewing. The website, northcoastbrewing.com, in town for the Craft Brew Convention. Great music, a great heart for music, a great community presence. Thanks for tying it all together. It's just a natural that you would be here with KUVO this morning. I couldn't see it any other way.
I'm just sorry we waited so long, but we're in the saddle now. We're here to stay.